God bless everyone, and thank you, Barney, so much for giving me the opportunity to share tonight. just a shout out to Mr. Segovia there, wonderful sharing, and I'm so glad Susan came and took you to the class. She was a roommate of Nancy's and a very good friend in both of us. So anyway, being that that song was kind of cool in the beginning, we're going to go back to the beginning. God made a way back, and he made it a way back in Genesis chapter 3. The title of this teaching tonight is True Worship, and it's really kind of a complimentary to follow up on with Jan's teaching yesterday on true witnessing, true witness, the true witness. Each and every one of you have a witness within, and God has placed that in you, and no one can take that away. That is yours and yours only, and it's unique, and no one has any kind of story like we heard Alex say how he got the word. Nobody else can ever be like that. Everybody's unique. So in Genesis, God made a way back after the sin in the Garden of Eden. He actually made a couple ways back. One, he, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, he made the promise. He said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. And that is the promised seed of the Christ that would come, that would actually redeem man. But God also made another temporary way back for a short term, and that was the shedding of blood of an animal. When Adam and Eve, they in their vain attempt to cover themselves with fig leaves, they failed. However, God's order provided a covering by means of a sacrifice. And just like under the new covenant, we are clothed from on high with Holy Spirit. God made a covenant with them, and it was a blood covenant. So there was a shedding of an animal so they could make some animal skins in verse 21 of Genesis 3. And then what I would like to share about is Cain and Abel. And there's really some detail here that I do think that is going to open some of your eyes. Really wonderful things here. Cain and Abel knew this way back because of their parents. And they knew that this was this blood covenant, this sacrifice of animals, was what God expected. In Genesis chapter 4, this is the first record of worship, and it's also the first sin offering made by man. Also, you'll see the roots of religion in this record, and you will also see how much God loved and had mercy towards Cain. It's really amazing. In Genesis 4:1, and Adam and Eve and knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she bare again his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep. Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, as days passed, can come to pass, that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. And this word offering is just a general word for offering, meal offering, grain offering, gift. It's the same word that's used in the next verse too. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect to approve of unto Abel and to his offering. And does many offerings that were of a pure heart from man were accepted by fire coming down from God? You don't see that in this record here. But There is a word here that alludes to it, and I'll show it to you here in a minute. Hebrews 11:4 is that the verse where we have all the great cloud of witnesses. And it says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, being dead, he yet speaketh. And this word gifts here is in the plural, and it's totally in line with verse 4 in Genesis chapter 4, where it says the firstlings of the flock. Abel's act of worship still testifies to the fact that a true worshiper must come in faith, presenting the sacrifice required by God. And this was all set up back with Adam and Eve. When God demonstrated to Adam and Eve, I'm going to make you clothes, I'm going to kill an animal to make skins for you. But unto Cain, in verse 5, it says, unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Cain offering from the ground was not what God required. Shed blood of an animal was what was required. And I'm going to go back to a word in verse 4 here that you just maybe just read it and you didn't even see it. It says, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. The word fat is what I wanted to kind of zero in on a little bit here. The reference to fat, the fat, in you can see in the two offerings of the peace offering and the sin offering in Leviticus chapter 3 and Leviticus chapter 4. The one verse that I really want to pay attention to is that verse 3, 4, and 16 in Leviticus 3, all the fat is the Lord's. And the peace offering in Leviticus was the peace offering in Leviticus chapter 3. And Leviticus chapter 4 was a sin offering, but it also had the same thing concerning the fat as the peace offering did. And both of these were the Lord's portion. So we know that just that word alone kind of gives you a little hint that this was a offering of animals, sacrifice of animals. In verse 6, and the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shall not thou be accepted? And this word accepted is a really unique word also. It means to take away forgiveness or pardon of sin, iniquity, and transgression. Sin can be forgiven and forgotten because it is taken up and carried away. Basically, it refers to smoke, which rises. Most interesting meaning is a portion, gift, or present, or a contribution which is carried to someone else. It says that in the verse continues on, and it says, and if thou doest not well, sin lies at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, thou shalt rule over him. And I want to read to you a note that I have in the New King James Study Bible about this sin lies at the door. And this is, I was taught this along with everyone else, and I just, a couple years ago, maybe a year ago, just re-found out something here that blew my mind. Sin, it crouches or hides at the door. The language virtually personifies sin as a demon crouching like a crazed animal at Cain's doorstep. And as I was looking at these words a lot closer and more detailed, I found that not to be true, not at all. In verse 7, this word sin is the Hebrew word chata, means sin offering. In Bollinger's figure of speech, it says the figure is a metonymy. Sin is placed for the sin offering. And that goes hand in hand with verse 4, where it says, and the fat, the flock and the fat thereof, which was the animal sacrifice, that God was saying to Cain, okay, your offering wasn't accepted, okay? But we still have a way back. You can still make it right. A sin offering. Get it? In Genesis, I like to read from Young's literal translation this verse 7. It says, is there not, if thou doest well, acceptance? And if thou dost not well, at the opening, a sin offering is crouching. And unto thee it desires, thou rules over it. God is showing Cain so much love here, giving him a solution, a way back. All these offerings, like I said, were in the Old Testament, a lot of offerings, not all of them, but a lot of them, were accepted by fire coming down from God. And Jesus Christ was the ultimate sin offering once and for all. When Jesus Christ was crucified, the veil was torn from the top to the bottom, showing God's acceptance and that it was from God down to man. In the coming days, God shows his final acceptance of Jesus Christ's offering on the day of Pentecost. That was the complete end and the new covenant beginning. As Jesus said to the woman at the well, that the true righteous would come. And when the true righteous would come, they will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to be his worshipers. God is spirit, and the people who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. When we speak in tongues, it is the ultimate worship to our Father. Just as in the Old Testament, fire came down to accept the offerings to God, so on Pentecost, when Christ fully accomplished this offering, God sent his Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. It came down in cloven tongues, and we are the true worshipers. God bless you all. Thank you.